And don't you go away, Ricky, because it's your turn. The wonderful Ricky Knight, ladies and gentlemen. What a character this man is. He's built an empire up there in Norwich. Now he's a celebrity on TV. I need his autograph. We're going to give Ricky a Life Achievement Award, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm wondering, who have we got out there that's a TV star legend? Where's the great Bobby Barnes? Bobby, is he still here? Or is he propping the bar up? Bobby Barnes, ladies and gentlemen, coming through here, the bad boy himself, Mr. Bobby Barnes, Adrian Street's tag partner. Look at him, looks 10 years younger than he is. Bob, would you please come and present an award to Rowdy Ricky Knight? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's nice to be here again. I try not to go home in an ambulance this time, but I got quite used to being here because you all gave me a really good boo. So, you know, if you could please repeat that today, it makes me feel better. Thank you very much. Those were the days. It's nice to have the opportunity to actually present this to someone that's still in the business, and I don't know him, but it's nice to think that wrestling is continuing and that we've got people like this that are trying to make wrestling great again, because it has been a really great sport in the past, and I'd love to see that all happen again in the future. So I'm really pleased to be able to present Ricky Knight with this award.
I just like to say, Bob, it's great to get the award from you, because you and AD, funny enough, growing up with my favourite tag team, and I think me and Jimmy Ocean and Jimmy Zayas would say we tried to model ourselves on you and on Ada, and I think you're one of the best tag teams this country's ever seen, being a tag team specialist. Fantastic. And I just like to say, it's really humbling, you know, I come into business late in life, and you know, I was a bit of a tear away when I was younger, and wrestling's really helped me, and Jimmy Ocean got me into business. And over these years, I can honestly say, you know, I come to business, and before I come into this business, I was a rich man, and now I'm bloody skint. But anyway. But, you know, I've tried to keep the legacy going. I hope my family's kept the legacy going. My sons and my daughter have been in America. She signed with WWE and stuff. And I can honestly say, in the 27 years I've been in this job, I've met some really, really great people, okay? Friends all over the world. I just had it when my son got married just then. I just said at his wedding. I've been in the wrestling business, and the wrestling is one big family. You can go anywhere in the world, you can find some food, and you can find a roof over your head. And I think that's the power of wrestling. I don't care if people knock this business. This is the best business in the world, people. Thank you very much.
Ricky Knight, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, the evergreen, the wonderful Bobby Barnes. Boo! What a great grafter that man was.